This is Fiat Vox, a podcast that gives you an inside look at why people around the world are talking about UC Berkeley. I'm Anne Bryce, a reporter for Berkeley News in the Office of Communications and Public Affairs. 2 decades ago, when Billy Curtis was hired at UC Berkeley, he had his work cut out for him. He was the first full-time director of LGBTQ resources, and it was his job to figure out which policies and procedures should be changed or created on campus to support the LGBTQ community. Back then, there wasn't a climate survey that measured how included or excluded people felt on campus, like we have now. But Curtis says he can speak to what he saw on campus. He says there was a vibrant gay community, but people were pretty much still in the dark about what it meant to be trans.
So the climate, I would say, probably was unconsciously hostile to them. People didn't even know they existed, so they were just rolling through.
Curtis is now the director of the Gender Equity Resource Center, known on campus as Gen Ec. And he's spent the past 20 years working to build a more inclusive campus for the LGBTQ community. This year, he was named a Grand Marshal of the San Francisco Pride Parade and Celebration. It's an honor given to people and organizations for their work and advocacy in helping strengthen LGBTQ communities in the Bay Area.
I see this as an opportunity for us as a university to highlight our past, present, and continued support of the LGBTQ community. So our we're getting honored and all that, but let's recommit to serving the LGBTQ plus community and any emerging or yet named marginalized sexualities and genders.
Curtis was born in the Bahamas in 1965. By the time he was 13, he started to come out as gay.
I came out in 1978. And so if you think about that, I spent my entire 7th through 12th grade evolving as a gay man.
In 1978, being gay in the Bahamas was illegal. Same-sex relationships between consenting adults became legal in the country in 1991.
Yeah, there was, you know, the threat of violence always hung over your head. So it was really, really hard. It was really scary.
Some of his family wasn't supportive, so he was careful about who he told. But he was able to get a glimpse of what life could be like when he'd visit his older siblings in college in the U.S.
So I got to see liberation, at least for what it looked like then.
At 18, he moved to the U.S. to go to college in Massachusetts. Then he got his master's degree in higher education administration at the University of San Francisco. He's lived in San Francisco ever since.
And we're not born into our families, right? And so we have to go find our people. We have to go find our communities. We have to find it in different ways.
That's the philosophy he brings to the campus, that we all need our own communities, places where we feel at home and accepted for who we are at any given moment. Because our identities are fluid, he says, having a place where we can express our whole selves is really important. Before we get into the projects that Curtis has spearheaded at Berkeley, he wants to be clear that he isn't the only person implementing these policies on campus. It takes a network of committed people to make meaningful and long-lasting changes.
I'm careful that I either help move things or I move things myself, and so it's hard to pull all of that apart, so I don't do anything by myself, so to be really clear, I didn't create.
That said, since he got here, a lot has changed, especially for the trans community. As the director of Gen Ec, Curtis has helped implement trans-inclusive health benefits and athletic policies, and he's been key in creating gender-inclusive bathrooms across campus. Now more than 40 campus buildings have gender-inclusive bathrooms, and more are on the way. There's even a website, restrooms.berkeley.edu, that lists all the locations on campus.
And then I had to hire an intern 2 summers in a row who had to walk the campus and go from building to building to double check, and then we created a list. And that's how we started.
It's a lot of work, he says, but it's what it takes to get it right, to actually begin to change the climate of a campus. On June 24th, the Cal Alumni Association is partnering with Gen Ec to lead Cal alumni, students, faculty, staff, and friends in the 48th annual SF Pride Parade. Everyone from across the LGBTQ spectrum and allies are welcome to join. You can learn more on Cal Alumni's Facebook page. Billy Curtis will be there wearing a shirt that says Fiat Love. The first 500 registered marchers to arrive at the meetup will get a free t-shirt too. For Berkeley News, I'm Ann Bryce. You can subscribe to the Fiat Vox podcast on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher or wherever you get your podcasts. For more UC Berkeley news, visit news.berkeley.edu. And if you have a great story idea, send us an email at news@berkeley.edu.